My darling queen, are you ready to get a fire lit bright as a blaze inside of you? Then today's episode is for you. I am giving you a segment from one of my live challenges where sister was a preaching. I'll just say it that way. I just felt so led to remind each and every one of us that our time is now. We don't need to overcomplicate business. If you've been dabbling with or wondering who your ideal client is, this episode is going to very simply answer that. And mostly it's going to show you just how necessary it is and how capable you are of putting yourself in the big game, not just dabbling, but really showing up for you and your business and your future clients and ultimately your purpose and your destiny. So sit back, take a listen, enjoy, absorb, and then take action, my friend. Take action. Mwah.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, Conduct Business Like a Queen participants. You have been so high vibe and so amazing to dive deep into the inner world, because there are two ways to truly conduct business like a queen. And one is all the inner, the mindset, the heart space, the belief, all the stuff that we have been diving into and really taking a look at, like, what is the programming inside of you? Because that is such a big deal and such a big part, which is why I lead so strongly with that. Because when you change your mind, you change your life. And when you change your beliefs, you change your results. Today, we're going to be diving into the second part of conducting business like a queen, which is tactical, action-taking, risk-taking, and getting yourself out there. Because within all of us, there is feminine and masculine. And so the feminine is the inner work and the masculine is the outer work. And as a queen, we are masterful blends of both. So we are not princesses who are just going to sit in some fantasy thinking that if we just pray enough, it will happen. I can pray all I want, and if I don't take some kind of physical action, some kind of putting myself out there, some kind of movement, the circumference of my thighs are not going to change. All right. So that's why the Bible says faith without works is dead. So let's not get in any kind of spiritual bypass, like we just get to hide behind the scenes and just do our personal development work. You can do that. And it will feel safe. It will feel cozy. You'll feel like you'll love the ahas that you get that are important about, like, learning to love yourself and discovering, like, oh, is that why I think the way that I do? Or is that why I believe the way that I do? And let me tell you something. I hid out in personal development land for 12 years. 12 years. Socrates said, get to know thyself. And well, I sure did. I was also broke those 12 years. I was also stuck in $75,000 worth of debt for those 12 years. I was also not living my purpose and being in service for those 12 years. Let's see, what else was I not doing? Oh, I don't know, being available for every opportunity God could have been placing before me, because I was hunkered down, hiding out, and very committed to, I'd love to, but I don't have the money. And like what we talked about yesterday, and for anyone that didn't join us yesterday, hi, I'm Gina DeVee. You're warmly welcomed here. We've got all of the replay videos for completely for free up in the units tab in the Facebook group. If you want to come join us at in the Facebook group, you can at divineliving.com/likeaqueen. It's all free. What we looked at yesterday was the ancient story of Queen Esther of Persia and how her path started out being orphaned and exiled. And then we took the deeper look at how that wasn't just about Esther's life. Like, we looked at the ways that we have been orphaned and exiled, either literally or emotionally. And then, so we took a deep dive, and it took so much courage. I'm so, so, so proud of you brave, soulful, real, vulnerable women who opened up to that. For many of you, it was the first time in looking at like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is what happened to me. Like, you're just trying to do good. You're just trying to move your life forward. You're just trying to take care of your kids, do good at your job, like whatever it is. And then you're like, wow, my mom really wasn't there for me. What? Like, my dad really wasn't there for me. Like, to wake up to the bigness of this, it's massive. It's massive. I know for so many of you, you shared that there were tears. Believe me, I get it. I hung out there for 12 years. Trust, I get it. And it's important work. And it's such a powerful reclaiming to like really see with adult eyes the little kid that's been running the show since, you know, you were like 5 or 6 years old, probably. But then to be courageous enough and to take enough radical responsibility to look and say like, okay, my mom didn't show up for me in that way. My dad didn't show up for me in that way. And other adults and leaders didn't show up for me in that way. They orphaned me and they exiled me. And now to see the way that you are doing that to yourself, for me to wake up and see the way that I am still orphaning and exiling myself, like, you got to catch it fast. You got to catch it fast and transform it. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. That I don't want you to stay in personal development land. And like, it's always going to be part of the process. So let's have that as a foundation and have that as an anchor. And I remember, like, I read all the books. I took any seminar I thought I could afford. I listened to all the free stuff. I was in it and I didn't step into the action. I didn't step into being visible. I didn't step into saying, okay, I'm ready enough. Because I had this false belief that one day it would all be clear, that I would know what I was doing, that I would have clarity on my business, that I would be more confident, that I would be more ready. And I didn't realize that readiness is a choice. So I want you to write that down, that I choose to be ready today. And I know it feels like, but wait, I'm not. If you weren't ready today, you wouldn't be here today and you wouldn't have the dream and the desire to start a business and make a difference in other people's lives. Borrow my faith if you need to. You are ready enough to do what we're going to do in this free training today. That's what you get to be ready for today. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get like a yes, I'll join you. Yes, I'm ready. If you're going to say, I am ready enough today. This is one way that you stop exiling yourself. Do you know how many times I've looked at other people and be like, well, one day I want to do that? If you say one day I want to do that, that is how you exile yourself today. And when you keep saying one day I want to do that and you exile yourself today, you create the neurological pathways that say I'm in exile, and you start to get used to it. And trust me, I know, because I got stuck there. And then I really thought, I mean, I was in so much emotional pain for so much at the time. I really thought that one day I would just like be completely healed. Like there'd be this light bulb moment. And I was going to therapy 3 times a week with an excellent, excellent therapist and coach. And I was working on my stuff And I remember I would go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday for that particular year. Well, probably a year and a half on that particular path. And it hit me by grace one Friday. I said, Gina, if you keep only focusing on this inner work and healing this inner wounding, you're never going to start your business because you get what you focus on. And that day, I had to realize I had to become available for both. And that following Monday, is when I didn't feel ready, but I chose to be ready to move the dream of having a business forward. You don't have to feel completely confident. I'm not telling you to fake it till you make it. I don't believe in that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying choose to not orphan and exile yourself today. Choose to put yourself in the game today. And when I say choose to put yourself in the game of starting your business today, it means you're gonna be so supported by me as your mentor to be led into the next steps. I'm not pushing you off the deep end here. I'm inviting you to get out of the inner game exclusively, like where we have been, and move into taking action. Who is even a little bit, let alone a lot of it, excited about taking action, about moving your business forward at least by one step? How do you feel about just taking wherever you're at? If you don't know what you want to do with your business, if you've got a business idea, you already got a business going, everybody here gets to be a queen. And by that saying, taking the next step. I choose to be ready enough to get out of the inner game exclusively. We're not going to abandon that either. We're just going to add the outer game as well. The next step that we're going to take together, now that we've got all this readiness in the air, and you don't have to be completely ready, you don't have to be completely confident, and you certainly don't have to completely have all the answers, all right? The next step, and I write about this in my book, is the answer to everything. So the next step in living your epic life and conducting business like a queen is what I call the answer to everything. And this is brain training, okay? Everyone can train their brains. Everyone can train their brains. God created us body, mind, and spirit. We're going to be focusing on the mind here right now. You with me? Everyone can train their brain. And everything that is going on in your life right now, good, bad, neutral, indifferent, frustrating, awesome, elated, stuck, has everything to do with your own thoughts and beliefs. Okay. I'm just going to lay it out here. We're just going to go with we're all going to be queens and we're all going to take radical responsibility and understand that everything in our life that is currently happening is no longer about the past. And it has everything to do with what we choose to let go on between our temples. Okay. We all have the power to choose what goes on between our temples. I understand how much is on autopilot. I understand how much is even in the unconscious. And I understand how much is transformable. And that is what I'm obsessed with and helping you with today in moving your business forward. All right. So we are going to kick this off with a prayer that you would be made new by the renewing of your mind. And we're going to use our mind to create a different thought, a different belief, and then we're going to take a different action. How exciting is that, right? All right, so let's start with a prayer. Dear God, we pray today over the thousands of beautiful women that you have created for such a time as this. And we ask that you would restore us the way you see us. We ask that you would fill us up with your spirit. We ask that you would give us the courage and take the blindfold off of our eyes for the way that we have believed in lack, limitation, and not good enough. I ask in this moment that you reverse all of those lies and you replace them with truth for each and every woman here. Because we know that with you, God, all things are possible. And we know that you have created each and every woman individually and uniquely for such a time as this. Nobody else can fully do what we were meant to do or live our purpose. You've given that to us and us alone. So today we receive that. Today we honor that. Today we ask for your favor. We ask for your protection and we ask for your courage to move ourselves forward with one big step that is in alignment with your divine plan. And we pray this believing, amen. Okay, so everyone is here. You're watching this right now because you have some sort of business dream that has not yet been fulfilled, correct? So no matter where you're at, either you're like, wow, maybe you were like me where I had a job as a psychotherapist and it was not even paying the bills. Every month I was $400 less than I needed to be. And I remember that prayer, and I think I've shared that with you all, that I was like, wow, if I could just make $400 extra and be at zero, that would have changed my life. So whether you want to start a business or, I don't love side hustle, but how about like sides of being of service? You want to start your business just to make an extra $400 a month or $500 or $1,000 or whatever your thing is. Others of you are like, I have got to get out of this job. I got to replace the income from my job. Like, this is soul sucking, this life sucking, like whatever it is. And I believe the reason, because remember, I was stuck there too. I believe the main reason that most of us procrastinate and we overthink and we overanalyze and we create a level of craziness in our lives is because we're in fear. We're in fear of like, well, I have this dream, but what if it won't work for me? Or I'm afraid I wouldn't even know who I'm meant to serve. Or I'm afraid that nobody would buy my stuff, right? So if you've got any kind of fear, I want you to name it and get it out of you so that it's not going to live inside of you. So what's the fear? Put the fear in the chat right now. It is like, you know, I want to help new mothers lose baby weight, but I'm afraid nobody will buy that from me. Or I want to help women who've put themselves on the back burner become a priority, but I don't know. I don't like, who am I to do that? Or like whatever the fear is, like get it out, get it. I want a brain dump, a heart dump, a gut dump, whatever it is. Like, what is the fear of starting the business? Okay. So it's not lack of money because we're not even there yet. I'm afraid I won't be able to figure out my messaging and know who my ideal client is. Excellent. All right. Afraid of sharing my story, fear to be big and get robbed. Others are better, being seen, dump it out, dump it up. I fear that I'm not good enough. My fear is that by leaving my soul-sucking corporate job, I won't be able to replace my salary with my new business, right? Fear of scarcity. Already too many others talking to my client. Yeah, yeah. Fear no one will want to pay my increased prices. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Get it out, dump it. Visibility, we all have it, right? Like, I'm afraid nobody will sign up, whatever it is. Everyone can research everything now, what's left to say, right? Scared nobody will listen to me, that I'll have to sacrifice to have huge success, right? Won't do a good enough job. Want to establish my brand, but I'm afraid of competing with the bigger brands. Get it out, dump. I'm afraid of trading my life for money, afraid to fail. Excellent, excellent. Keep it going, keep it going. Fear of criticism, cool. I'm afraid of taking up that much space. Believe that I'm not able to take up that much space. Afraid I won't be able to handle larger levels of income. Anyone else relate to any of these? Afraid of failure and loss and health insurance from current job. I want to serve teenagers, but I don't know how to market to the parents who are the ones who will be paying. Go where I haven't been and it doesn't work out and I put in the time and money. I'm afraid, all right, keep it dumping, keep it dumping, keep it dumping. What is all of this? When you take a look at this, what is all of this? Number one, it's fear. So right there, we know it's a lie. And number two, it's self-obsession. The last thing that women like us want to be. Right? We want to be of service. We want to be generous. We want to help others. We want to make a difference. We want to use our gifts and our talents. And not one, and this goes for me too. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm not in the position to be writing my fears out right now. But every single, pretty much most of those, I never had the fear of success. I always had the fear of not enough. My stuff was, no one's going to sign up with me. What would I say? I don't, like, who am I supposed to serve? Why would people work with me? How, like, I'm not deserving of charging more. No one will sign up for my stuff. Like those were all my fears. And they're fears, and they're also excuses, by the way, because we get so committed to these, they become so real. And then we start to justify it. Like, well, yeah, obviously I can't start a business because I'm going to go and put in this time. Because it's not even what if I go and put in this time and this money, it doesn't work out. It's more like I'm going to go put in time and money and it's not going to work out. It's not like, well, who am I meant to serve? It's more like I'm not meant to serve. It's not like, well, who's gonna work with me because there's so many other people out there? It's like, no one's gonna work with me because there's so many other people out there. Like, do you see how these aren't actual questions? These are declarations of truth that you have been living by that must get eradicated because you are living a lie. You are living a lie. And believe me, I know it feels so real because you've probably been living it a really long time. that's what happened for me, where I was like, obviously I can't do anything because I don't have the money. This was fact, law, unchangeable, written in stone, and nothing was going to change that because that was the truth according to Gina DeVee, right? And so when you get, like, God's up there like, oh, women. Even the Dalai Lama's, right? He's like, the world's going to be saved by the Western woman. And this is like educated, soulful, spiritual, smart, intelligent, conscious, well-meaning women are writing this thing. Can you imagine what's out there in the actual mainstream? We got some work to do, queens. We got some work to do, but that's all right. I'm here for you. I'm here for you because everything I've gone through has been now for such a time as this to be in service to you. And you're going to do the same thing. So the place that you get stuck is when you are recycling in your head your own fear, lie, and self-obsession. Fear, lie, and self-obsession. Fear, lie, and self-obsession basically becomes an addiction. It becomes an addiction that becomes your conviction. It becomes your life that becomes your reality. And what I'm about to say is not for everyone. I'm going to tell you that straight up right now. And when I first started out, I couldn't believe this. Because when I went to my first T. Harv Eker seminar, and he was like sharing universal law and spiritual wisdom and, like, you know, wealth consciousness. And he was showing me all of what was possible. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never heard this before. This is amazing. Yes, yes, I'm finally going to get out of like my poverty constraint. I'm going to finally get out of like my lack and my fear and my, oh, like, this is so awesome. And you know what he said next? And only 5% of you will do something with this. I was like, what is he talking about? He just gave me the keys to freedom. Like who wouldn't take this and run with it? I certainly didn't see myself as special as the broke, struggling psychotherapist who was like in debt, had family issues, no friends, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who wouldn't take this and run with it? And I still don't see myself as special. What I know after working with thousands of women over the past 2 decades is, some women are committed to the breakthrough, and some women are committed to the fear and the limitation. And I'm not here for everyone anymore. I'm 48 years old. I've been doing it too long. And I follow a very clear policy within me. I go where I'm wanted, not where I'm needed. So you let me know right now, if you want this stuff, like, oh, it'd be nice to get a breakthrough, or is this just something that that you need? Like, are you going to take this and do something with this because you are committed, no matter what your circumstances are, that you're going to make this happen no matter what? Or are you going to be in the needed camp? Like, well, I'm broke and my job and my kids and my this and my that, and there's no way my husband, blah, blah, blah. Because I only go where I'm wanted, not where I'm needed these days. Call me generous, call me selfish, I don't care. I'm clear on who I am. I am not here to save everybody because I am only looking for the other genius from Detroit. I am only looking for the other women who didn't know what was possible, will take the information, say yes, and run with it and actually do something with it with their lives. Go to make a difference, to be of service to other people, and simultaneously live your big life. I am not here to wrestle you in your resistance. If you need to stay in resistance, click off right now. Unsubscribe, leave the group. I just am who I am these days, and I'm not interested in anybody's resistance. I am only interested in the women who are like, what? There's another way? What? I actually can do this. There is a roadmap. Like, I am coachable. I am open. This is not what I like. Okay, I'm going to drop my excuses. I'm going to drop my procrastination. I'm going to drop all the reasons why I can't show up today and move my business forward. I'm only interested in you people. You with me? So let me know if you can identify with former Gina from Detroit, because that's all I'm interested in. Because I know that this stuff is like jogging. If you do it, it works. And that is the only woman that I'm interested in working with. Women who are 100% committed to their own transformation, no matter what. Because P.S., that's the only way this works. That's the only way this works. I am not here to convince you or persuade you. If you need to swim in the baby pool of limitation and procrastination and lack and not good enough and poor me and not me, then sign off right now. Because where we're going, this is a community of queens. And yes, we're going to feel the fear and do it anyways. And yes, we're going to feel our own, like, coming up against our own past neurological pathways that are like, I don't know. Stop it. And you say yes. Stop it. And you say yes. Like one of my, you know, I was like, I want more expansion. My two people said Clubhouse. I'm like, I don't have time this week. The third, I'm like, yes, yes. I don't have time for this, but yes, I'm doing it. Like, that's who I'm looking for, because you know what? I'm bored with the excuses, and I've listened to them for 20 years. I just got to a place where I'm not interested in being bored anymore. Can you imagine what God feels like? Can you imagine how done God is with being bored with us putting limits on who we are and who we created to be? We're like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I don't know how I have what it takes, when it's already been given to us. It's like sitting there saying, like, I'm not sure I have an elbow. That's like saying, like, I'm not sure I got an elbow, and what am I going to do, and how can I bend my arm when you have been given an elbow, right? All right, so that's stopping. So the way that we're going to take our next step forward is reprogram your mind. You're done self-obsessing with any of your own fears or excuses, and you are going to start being in service exclusively right here, right now, this minute. Okay, so I'm going to take you step by step with me. I choose to be in service starting now. I choose to focus on being of service starting now. I choose to focus on being of service starting now. Say it again. Say it out loud with me. I choose to be in service, to focus on being in service starting now. I choose to focus on being in service starting now. I choose to focus on how I am meant to contribute and be of service starting now. Right? So say it over and over again with me. I know that I am meant to contribute in a big way. I know that I am meant to contribute in a big way. I know I am meant to contribute in a big way. And if it's not feeling strong and real enough for you, you're going to say this over and over and over again. You're going to come back and watch this replay, because this is part of how you retrain your brain. I know that there is someone hurting right now that I could help. Say it out loud with me. I know there is someone out there hurting right now that I could help. I know there is someone out there hurting right now that I could help. Yes, you. I know there is someone out there hurting right now that I can help. And say it over and over and over again till you feel it and you believe it. The next thing that you've got to understand, when you are available to be of service, it's not just about you. It's what you get to give. And Queen, you have been through a lot. You have overcome so much. And I know you don't give yourself enough credit. You have persevered. You have overcome. You have remained strong. You have remained positive. You have been hardworking. And you just don't see how gorgeous, smart, talented, capable you are, and how exactly what you have been through is the light in the world that someone else needs. Exactly what you have been through. Look, I'm sure there's really smart business people out there, and maybe they went to Harvard, and maybe they have MBAs, and maybe they studied Excel spreadsheets or algorithms or economics or something, technology, something, I don't know, sophisticated or fancy or even complicated. I haven't. I'll tell you what I have studied. Passion and humans. Passion and humans. I'm a human potential expert. And here's what I know for sure. Women like us, we're meant to start passion-based businesses. And I can promise you that what you have been through, you're probably pretty passionate about it, right? I am ballistically passionate about helping women be queens in their life. Why? Because of how disempowered I felt for so much of my life, for how much I didn't give myself permission, for how much I sat on the sidelines and was not in a position of power in my own life. I'm obsessed. Oh, and by the way, I didn't have a great lifestyle either, which I'm also obsessed with. I'm obsessed with helping women be queen, from knowing that only from the position of Queen, will you fulfill your calling? What else am I obsessed with? You probably have guessed it, financial transformation. Queens aren't broke. I was obsessed with transforming my own money story, and now I am obsessed with helping you transform your own. If I have done it, of course I can show someone else how to do it. If you have baked brownies, you can show someone else how to bake brownies. If you have survived a divorce, you can show someone else how to survive a divorce. But you know, when you're going through it, you're not actually positive you're going to survive. And you might be under the covers until 4 in the afternoon, or looking at a bottle or a thing of pills, or like up all night, not sure how you're going to make it. Because here's what I know for sure. Whatever you've been through, whether it's been with health or love or money or business, whatever life experience you have been through, there are millions of women right now suffering silently under the covers. And they could only get the transmission because of you and your unique story. Yep, they need to hear it from you. So, how many people are wondering who their ideal client is? I don't give too many shortcuts because I don't really believe in them normally. You're about to get the epic shortcut. Your ideal client is your former you. You don't have to look too far, queens. That's not this kind of work. You're here because you've been brought through it. You've been courageous enough. You got through and persevered the sleepless nights and crying yourself to sleep in the pit in your stomach. And when you thought you were at the end of your rope, and you kept going and you didn't give up. And now it's your turn to own that with every morsel of queenhood in you. Yes, this is what you have been prepared for such a time as this. And if you will just understand, I'm going to give you a few minutes to write it out for anybody who is wondering or doesn't know who their client is. She's you. She's the former you. So let's not make this too difficult. And I'm not saying this is always who your client, ideal client is going to be. You know, you'll be led. I'm talking about next steps from wherever you're at right now. Next steps. So what is one thing you could help one person with? What's one thing you could help one person with? What is one thing that you could help one specific kind of person with? I could help someone get through a divorce. I could help someone with their mindset about worthiness with money. I could help someone who has a child that's gone off track. I could help someone get a promotion in a corporate job. I could help someone leave their job. I could help someone heal a health issue. I could help someone who's overwhelmed with parenting right now. I could help someone get organized while we're still in kind of pandemic times. What is one thing that you could help one person with? Do not overcomplicate. Go. I'm so excited to see what it is. This is your ideal client, queen. This is your ideal client. And this is a way to get started, right? So Christy writes leadership development. Lisa writes transforming health. Stephanie writes healthy lifestyle modifications, gaining confidence and feeling desirable again. Beautiful, ladies. Women and confidence, right? I know I can help moms empower their daughters. Yes. Mindset and overcoming negativity, moving forward in grief. Beautiful, Linda. Make peaceful breakups. Yes. Reinvent themselves through decor. I love it. Look, Carla writes divorce, right? Find your way after emptiness or death of a loved one. Yes, this is what you were created for. This is why you've been through what you've been through. Why have I been through what I've been through? So that I could do what I was meant to do in the world, be obsessed with queenhood and understanding that you can't be broke when you're a queen, so you gotta get your money thing down too. And you get to. It's that simple. It's that simple. You've already done the hard work, actually. There's a little bit of a learning curve in getting business going and making money. And there's a thing to that, but it's not as hard as what you've been through. Trust me. Trust me. I can help someone improve with their health. I can write a pop music album. Beautiful. Beautiful. Pay attention to warning signs in relationships and marriage. Yes, 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 queens. I can help women overcome adversity. This is beautiful. Mindfulness with students. Yes, do not overthink it. Do you know how I got started? I got started with a lot less clarity than what anyone here is mentioning. Let's see. Recovering addicts become healthy and feel awesome again. Beautiful. So if any of you are wondering who your ideal client is, just look for clues inside of you. It makes it so simple. You know, it makes everything else simple too, by the way, because then as we get further into this, which I'm going to help you with, you've been wondering like, what's your messaging and what's your package and what's the price point? You just go back to talking to you. You know how many of my emails are basically a diary that I send out to the full list? Like, they're just either talking to me currently or talking to the former me. It's because what is, Joseph Campbell said, what is most personal is what's most universal. If you can help one person with one thing, you can help 10 people with that same thing. And if you help 10 people, if you were starting where I started with those like $50 sessions, you make $500. If you are starting with a $500 package and you help 10 people, you can make $5,000. If you're starting out with $200 sessions and you help 10 people, you're going to make $2,000. Business doesn't need to be this complicated. When you've changed the programming in your mindset, and then the next step is communicating like a queen, right? All the excuses that everyone so generously, which I really appreciate you putting in, I would have typed mine in too if I could handle all the devices, is not communicating like a queen. And you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything, right? You know, all the stuff that I was like, I never had any kind of weight issues until I was about 35 years old. And then I did sort of like the put 2 to 3 pounds a year on after that. And 35, 38. And then I woke up at 48 and I was like, what's up with the 20 extra pounds? Well, basically from 38 to 48, I kept saying, I got to lose weight. I got to lose weight. I got to lose weight. And I had all the excuses. Well, I don't want to go on a diet because I love food and I don't want to deprive myself and I don't want to constrict and I don't like working out and I'm going to have to work out 2 hours a day and I don't want to do that, or I don't have the time because I'm focused on my business. Like, I had all the workout, get fit and healthy excuses / lies that many of you wrote down for the business. And again, because I told myself that so many times, I literally believed that it was going to be painful to work out, that I wouldn't like it, that now that I was over the age of 40, it wasn't going to work. Like, trust me, we think that we're so smart in our excuses. It's such a snore fest and eye roll, but sadly, it's robbing us of our lives. And when you realize, remember, you're now in the top 5%, so I don't have to talk about the excuse people anymore. Only be available to communicate like a queen. When you communicate like a queen, you don't, and I'm going to say this with love, you don't sound like an idiot. You don't sound like, I wish I had an elbow and I can't move my elbow. Like, I wish I had a life purpose and I don't have one. Or I wish I could lose weight. Like, you know how ridiculous that sounds to people that actually know about losing weight? I can't lose weight. You know how stupid that sounds? Like, it actually defies science. It's like, it's not humanly possible to not lose weight if you have a certain mindset and you do certain things that aren't that complicated, by the way. But it's the lies of what we've been taught. Like, I'm not worthy and there's no clients out there and no one's going to pay me. I'm over 35. I can't lose weight. If I'm going to lose weight, I have to deprive myself. If I'm going to make money, I'm going to lose myself to the business and have to work all the time. These are lies. So when you get that you are only going to communicate to other people, fine, but I'm more interested in how you communicate to yourself as a queen. Communicate only like a queen, and a queen speaks in truth. So I had to start telling myself, okay, I'm 48. I can have a bikini body. Present reality didn't look like it at the time that I started this venture, ladies. I had to keep going. I can have a bikini body. I can have a bikini body. And the things would creep up. Can't have pizza. Can't have wine. can't have pasta, got to work out all the time. I can have a bikini body. And then I prayed to find the path that was right for me. I prayed to find the right mentor for me. And the looping and the fear-based thoughts is crazy making. It's absolute crazy making, and it's completely unnecessary. It is completely avoidable. And queens don't do crazy making. So the end of crazy making for me was like, okay, I'm only going to believe in truth. What is truth? I'm meant to have a fit, healthy, energetic body. And I also desire it in the form of a bikini body, that one that I like. Okay. So I want you to speak truth to yourself here. Like, I will have a successful business serving clients that I love. I will have a successful business serving clients I love. You're gonna say that over and over and over again. You probably don't know how to do that right now. Guess what? I didn't know how to have a bikini body. I mean, I thought I knew, and you might think that you know. Like, maybe you've taken some courses in the past and go back through the modules, or go post on Instagram, or write a newsletter. You like might think that you know what you're doing, and you can go ahead and be an amateur, and you'll get amateur results, and you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to get bored and burnt out, and you're not going to get the big results that a queen gets. So I looked at my workout thing, and I was like, well, I know what to do. I just need to like eat protein and vegetables, and I need to just walk on a treadmill, and I'll be fine. And then I thought about it, and I was like, I have this resistance, had this resistance to investing in personal training. Investing in fashion styling and personal training were the two dumbest things you could spend money on. Why don't you just go buy clothes that you like, ladies? Why do you need a stylist? Until I hired a stylist, and then I didn't know what I didn't know. And if y'all like the way I'm looking right now, it's because I work with a stylist, not because I came up with this stuff. And though I thought I had a great fashion sense, you should see pictures of me from 2004. You'll get a good laugh. Next, I thought I know how to work on a treadmill, do a couple squats. Like, how hard is this? Have 1,000-calorie day. I mean, even J-Lo has a 1,400-calorie day, whatever, whatever. So then I was like, you know what? I'm actually tired of winging it. I'm tired of starting and stopping. I'm tired of not getting the results I'm looking for. I'm tired of losing 5 or 10 pounds, but not getting going all the way. I'm tired of losing enough weight to look good in clothes, but not the bikini. I'm tired of not excelling at the highest level that I'm capable of. And the truth is, I didn't know how to do that on my own. And I certainly didn't have enough self-discipline to do it on my own. So what did I do? I created what is step four. So we're going through, we've already done the answer to everything, communicate like a queen, ending crazy making, the sexiness of certainty. I created certainty in my life by hiring a personal trainer daily. How novel, how novel. So not only do I have accountability, not only do I have the support of an absolute expert, not only do I have someone looking out for me and customizing for me like what I actually need, I put myself on a path that created a new habit to result in excellence, because that is the only thing a queen is available for. It's not perfection, by the way. There's nothing about perfection, but excellence. There is no woman in the world that doesn't want the best for herself. Be the woman who shows up to ensure that she gets the best for herself no matter what. And for you, it's time for you to do that with your business. It is time for you to stop the crazy making, stop the trying, stop the flailing, stop the fear, and put yourself in a program, in a curriculum with a mentor in a community where you will guarantee your success. No, 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 no. Now, what if it doesn't work for me? Queens don't talk like that. You know what it sounds like? It's like if I wanted to learn French Like, oh God, I really want to learn French, but like, I'm afraid. Like, what if I don't get the accent right? And what if I go to France and I start speaking and like, I sound like an idiot? Or what if it takes a long, stop it. If I want to learn French, Gina DeVee, take a French class. And you do it and you practice it and you do it until you get the breakthrough, until you're speaking French fluently. End of story. That is communicating like a queen. That is the sexiness of certainty. That is setting yourself up for success. That's not like, oh, I'm going to go do French on some app and be excited about it for 5 days and then get distracted. No, 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 no. I'm going to be in a class, in a program, with an expert, with a community that's going to hold me accountable. And I choose, and being the queen of my life, to see this desire through until it becomes a success no matter what. That's what the 5% do, queens. That's what being a queen is. You ensure your success. Of course, you don't have all the answers right now. With all due respect, and if you've been in the other programs, great. I'm sure you've learned from them. And if you're in other programs right now, great. Take a stand for the end. But I'm inviting you to come join me in the Gateway to Your Dream Business program so that you absolutely are programming your mind, not wondering who your ideal client is, not wondering what your offer is, but that you are absolutely communicating like, I will figure it out. I will find a way. I will. And you know what I even recommend that you do? Some of you are like, I don't even know if I want a business or whatever. If you're here and you've been thinking about it long enough, go do the business, get your business going, go serve a couple people, make some money, and decide then if you want to continue. But you wasting another day or another week or another year or another decade wondering, what would it have been like if you made yourself available to be of service to some hurting people, to someone who doesn't know what you know? What would it be like if you stopped orphaning and exiling yourself, saying that you don't have what it takes, and start to count what you've been through and go be that light in someone's life? What if you showed up and said, yeah, you know what? I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't even know who my exact client is. I don't even know what my exact offer is. And I don't know what my exact price point would be. That's why you take the course. That's why you come join me and the hundreds of other women who are signed up and saying, yes, you know what? I'm not going to put myself on the sidelines anymore. I'm not going to orphan and exile myself. If the other courses and the other things that you've invested in didn't work out in the past, great, queen, join the club. Do you know how many courses I've taken, mentors I've signed up with, launches I've done that didn't work out exactly the way I desired them to? But I didn't give up. I took all the lessons, I gleaned everything that I was meant to learn, and I kept moving forward. I do not forget the past, but I certainly don't focus on the past. And for $289 a month, do yourself a favor and please do not in any way, shape, or form believe that you don't have the money. You can't afford to abandon yourself any longer. Because when you get to the end of your years and be like, I kept myself out of trying something that was in my heart to do over $289? Mm-mm. That's going to be a dark place in a woman's soul if you don't get that. I don't care if there's a negative $487 in the bank account right now. There isn't a woman in the world that when she makes a decision and a declaration to show up for herself, that there's anything that can stand in her way, let alone $289. So don't back off. Don't be invisible. Don't say you don't have what it takes. Don't say you don't know what you're doing. And certainly don't say that your husband won't let you. There isn't a man in the world that can stand up to a woman who is clear in saying, you know what? I don't have all the answers, but I know that I am worth it. I know that I am here to make a difference in someone else's life. And I don't know how all this is going to work out, but I am going to ensure my success. I'm going to create the sexiness of certainty. And if that's you, go to divineliving.com/gateway right now. Many of you already know what's in that program. It's starting soon. You're going to get in immediately. You're going to get in the Facebook group. You're going to get all the A-list accelerated. You're going to get the jump start. But most importantly, And you know, I thought about this too. I was like, well, what bonus am I going to give people if they sign up today? I'm not. Because today the bonus comes from you. Today it comes from you. Don't need anything else but the pride and satisfaction and the ability to make your own decision. That you're not waiting anymore. That you're not saying you don't have what it takes. You're going to put yourself in a program with a mentor who's going to answer your own specific questions. You're going to be in a group, in a community that's all going for the same thing too. You're going to have implementation calls with Divine Living coaches. You're going to have beautiful modules that have been perfected over 7 years to get you set up for success. And you're going to see all the women that you've seen be Divine Living testimonials and success stories. You're going to see, you're going to be the next one, because this time you showed up for yourself. This time you put yourself in the game. This time you did it even deeper than before. And if you've joined me in other programs, you want to come back and join again. Great. Success is about repetition. You know, you heard people talk yesterday that like sometimes it takes a while to get into the groove. Take it again and again and do it again and again. Get closer to me. Because you never know when that breakthrough is going to take place. But I know that your waiting days are over. And I also know that only 5% of you are going to do something with this. So it depends on your level of commitment to the 5%. Are you taking a risk? I mean, I'm sure it could look like that. I'm sure it looked like David was taking a risk before he went in front of Goliath. And yet, in the human aspect, it was a risk. On the spiritual level, it was what he came here for, and he knew it. That's why he stepped up. If you want to do a statistical level that 3 out of 5 businesses fail, fine. You could go and look at that. Boring. Or you could say, you know what, this desire in my heart to do something of my own, to have a business where I'm not reliant on other people, where I can make my own money, it hasn't gone away. There's a reason for that. So when you choose to get that your business idea doesn't have to be that complicated, I'm going to help you hone it, but your ideal client, it's the former you. It's the you when you didn't know how to keep going. It's the you when you didn't have the answer. It's the you when you thought it was so hard. It's the you that just needed someone else to talk to and have your own space and not think about everyone else for once in your life or 1 hour a day. That's what being a queen is about. It's about prioritizing yourself even when you don't have all the answers. And I'll tell you what, it gets a lot easier too. What I mean by that is I told Glenn today, I've been working out with my trainer. I don't know, what month is this even now? I can't even remember when I started. It was sometime in the fall, September, October, whatever. And I had every reason to create the excuses, COVID, and then he was traveling and I was traveling. And we just decided to do it on Zoom. And I used to be like super early in the morning too, when I was on the West Coast. And I'd wake up and some days I'd be excited to go work out. And other days I'd be like, this is the last thing I feel like. And then other days I'd wake up and I'd be like, is it too rude to cancel at 5:30 in the morning? Just tell him sick, you know, like, but I wouldn't do it. I'd go, but those thoughts were like, so I had my own resistance. First, like I'm like working, I don't really even see the results. Like, what am I doing this for? And you know what happened today? Today I think they say it takes 21 days to create a new habit. Well, apparently for me, it took September, October, November, December, and most of January. I woke up today, I was like, this is now a treasured part of my life. Like, this is now a treasured part of my daily life. Like, I did it. I created a habit where not only is working out a non-negotiable, but I actually enjoy it. I'm proud of myself. It's me time. And I've never in my life like focused on my body. It wasn't ever a priority. And I'm seeing the results in a big way. And so is Glenn. And so if this is that for you, where it's time for you to create a new habit of success, it's time for you to create a new habit of prosperity, where I mean, these kinds of businesses are really cool, by the way. You know, it's like basically your computer becomes your ATM machine. When you're serving the masses, when you're serving the marketplace, there's 7.8 billion people in the world. Anytime I want to make money, anytime you want to make money, you open up your computer. And when you learn what I'm going to teach you in the Gateway program about how to create a passion-based business, you just go out there and you put your offers out there. It's not magic. There are certain things to do, but it's not that hard. I'll tell you what's hard, financially struggling. I'll tell you what's hard, not living your purpose. I'll tell you what's hard, like feeling insignificant or left behind or not giving yourself permission to give yourself this opportunity to go for it. You know, there's a lot of people that have been through the Divine Living Gateway and Academy. Divine Living participants make real money, because I'm not interested in the baby money. You know, you can get started with it. That's fine. And I'm sure many of the alumni are here. But if 10K months are too big of a stretch for you, that's okay. Just know it's around the corner, because it becomes the new normal here. And if making 5K a month feels astronomical in your own business, I'm okay with that too. But let's start somewhere. Because when you start from a place of being of service rather than living by your own fears, you're going to see $50, $500, $5,000 will come in. It's the byproduct of getting out of self-obsession and being of service. It's the byproduct of communicating like a queen. I am, I will, I can, and you see it through no matter what. But let yourself receive the support. Don't flail like I did or think that I could just walk on my treadmill and have enough accountability or expertise. You won't. There's a reason why there's experts. So let yourself be supported. Be the queen. Communicate like the queen. End the crazy making. And right here, right now, you have the opportunity to create the sexiness of certainty. Like being certain that at the end of 10 weeks, you're going to have your entire foundation placed. And for many of you, you're already going to have your first paying clients or hit your first 5K month. Those are the results that happen for the people who show up and use the program as it's intended. All right, my queen. Have you been saying forever that you're going to start a business? Or do you keep saying you're going to make more money in your business and you're going to get to those 10K months or 5K months or whatever the dream is, but it hasn't happened yet? I want this to be the year where you show yourself that this isn't just an idea or a fantasy, that it is something that you are committed to, and you are going to see it through and make it happen no matter what. And I'm here to help you. I want you to come check out my Gateway to Your Dream Business program. You can see all the details at divineliving.com/gateway. And I remember my early years in business when it was so scary and so frustrating. I wasn't even interested in business. I just wanted to help people. I just wanted to do my thing and be a blessing in other people's lives and be able to pay my bills. And what I learned for sure is that developing business skills is freedom. I now have a freedom-based business where I have the freedom to be me, to travel the world, to make money, to be location independent, to not be dependent on what is happening in the world. And I want that for you. I want you to be living your truth, sharing your gifts, thriving in life financially, as well as impact, and being significant in the woman that God made you to be. So come check us out, divineliving.com/gateway. It's a 10-week program. I'm going to lead you every step of the way so you don't have to wonder, what do you need to do this week? And you don't need to be confused. You get to be clear, confident, and taking action, finally making the money that you deserve, and most importantly, having the business of your dreams. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, You're going to get meditations. You're going to get videos. You're going to get workbooks. You're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.